As a St Kilda supporter over the years, I have faced many struggles, many disappointments, quite a number of failures. On another level, I've raised teenagers and I've taught them how to drive. Those two things alone took years off my life. I've faced a few health issues, none too serious, thankfully. I've lost jobs and suffered working through others just to keep the income rolling. All of us here have the same and even worse experiences to all different levels in all different areas. Life brings challenges to all of us. For me, though, standing next to a man in Gaza or Ukraine, looking at a pile of rubble that used to be his home, and perhaps not knowing where his family is, my problems become pretty laughable. Looking at our reading, Matthew 4, 1 to 11, and this is where Jesus was led into the wilderness and faced some of the toughest challenges you can imagine. Didn't eat for 40 days and nights, well, I'll fail that one. And when he was at his very weakest, that's when the devil came and tried to test him, which is usually the time that trials and temptations are the hardest, when we're at low ebb, physically or mentally or spiritually. So the devil said, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now Jesus was hungry, really hungry. But he said no. He would not use divine power for personal gain or comfort rather than trusting God. The devil tries again, saying, Jesus, you should jump from the top of the temple. God will save you. It's written. Still, Jesus said no. He would not force God's hand or do it for public spectacle rather than be humble and obedient. Then, and this is the big one, the devil offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. Take over. Just bow down and acknowledge me as your master. And, you know, you can do whatever you like. Once more, Jesus stood firm, telling the devil to go away and choosing to trust God completely. Because Jesus knew he had a mission, and he knew that part of that mission was to die on a cross. The temptation being that he could have bypassed that whole nasty business completely. He could have gained instant power through compromise. Now, Jesus used scripture and shut down his tempter in his tracks. And I've heard a lot of Christians, and all of them very well-meaning, saying we need to know the Bible so that we can also ward off trials and temptations. And it's a very noble way to go. But for most of us, I don't think that works very well. I can't remember what I did last week, let alone being able to regurgitate the appropriate scripture when you're under pressure. Actually, I don't think that was the intention behind the story. The story, I believe, shows us just how pure and inspiring Jesus was when the chips were really down. Yes, we want to be like him. But let's face it, we're never going to be as good as him, not in this life. I believe the intention behind the story is to show us that we can follow him and be protected by him. Sometimes we find ourselves in tough spots. So maybe we're feeling alone, facing hard choices, or just exhausted. That's when trials feel the toughest. Now, problems might not look big to someone from a war-torn country. But here's the thing. We don't have to live through their problems. We have to live through ours. We can empathize, we can sympathize, and we can send money, but we still have our own, like nasty illnesses, family conflicts, cash flow and cost of living, bad neighbours, scammers, the list goes on. Every one of us has troubles of one kind or another. And we might be tempted to just give up. Surely no one would blame me if I take the easy way out. It just might be convenient to forget what's right. But here's the good news. We don't have to face these trials alone. Jesus showed us what it means to stand firm, and we can pray, and we can meditate, read the Bible, and center ourselves on Him for help. That's for sure, and I really encourage on this course. But like in the Demtel commercials, but wait, there's more. We have more to call on. And I believe we have a hidden resource right here in Endeavour Hills Church. We've got Jesus here. I'm going to show you where. Got Jesus here, and here, and here. I'm not going to miss anyone. Jesus is in all of us. Every single one of us. Jesus is in us. The biggest challenge is how to grow closer to each other so that sharing our deepest fears at the lowest times will just feel natural and normal. I once said to a friend of mine, I hadn't been a Christian that long, and I said, why is it easier to pour out your problems to a bartender than it is to a Christian, one that you live with? And I had to think about that for a while. And I thought, well, there was another element involved, but we can't do that. Can't sit around drinking and sharing problems. No. Not healthy. Don't do it. It's not easy. It takes time. It involves trust. A lot of forgiveness. And a lot of love. But when life gets rough for one of us, we're called to support each other. We can lend a hand in practical ways. We can just say a prayer with each other. Or just listen when someone's doing it tough. That's how we can help each other as an extension of Jesus. So just like our message for today says, stick together, encourage one another, and trust that God will help us through every challenge. May God strengthen us all and help us to be there for each other, come rain or shine.